USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Florence, now a Category 2 hurricane, as its outer bands are approaching the coast of North Carolina. But officials say it will still be expected to produce life-threatening storm surge and rainfall that may be measured in feet by the time it's over. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is saying forecasters expect it's going to be moving close to his state as well, as early as later today.
And it could stay around for a couple of days. There's no place in South Carolina or North Carolina for water to go. We're waterlogged, so I worry about flooding, I worry about wind damage.
Bakersfield, California police are trying to determine why a man killed five people and then himself yesterday afternoon. Among those he shot and killed, his wife. He then took his own life as a deputy was confronting him. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo facing quite a challenge today from an actress named Cynthia Nixon. In today's Democratic primary, Cuomo claims a vote for him will be a vote to show opposition to President Trump and his policies.
And I need you to come out to vote for me tomorrow and say, Mr. President, I stand with Governor Cuomo. We're not going to let you change this country.
Meanwhile, Nixon of Sex and the City fame says she's confident heading into the primary, saying she has the momentum needed to win. The Senate Judiciary Committee is to consider the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court today. The panel is scheduled to vote on whether to move it to the full Senate for a confirmation vote, but Democrats could end up winning a one-week delay. President Trump's nominated Kavanaugh to succeed retired Justice Anthony Kennedy, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A solar observatory in southern New Mexico has been shut down and evacuated for nearly a week now, but no one's saying exactly why. The Sunspot Observatory in the Sacramento Mountains was closed on the 6th of September for an unspecified security issue, and the FBI is reportedly involved but hasn't commented. The local sheriff claims he saw a Black Hawk helicopter and that the FBI quickly became involved in whatever happened. They've also been secretive, he said, and haven't identified the specific threat even to him. The Me Too movement has a complaint against the Golden Arches people. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King to explain.
McDonald's employees in 10 states are planning a one-day walkout next week to prompt the company into doing something on the topic of job sexual harassment. Labor lawyer Mary Joyce Carlson has worked with some of the women who filed EEOC complaints.
Unwelcome sexual advances, texting, lewd messages, propositioning, grabbing, sexual innuendo, the whole gambit.
And Roseanne Barr's hinting the sleep drug Ambien might have had something to do with that tweet that got her fired from her ABC series. Reports are the comedian shared that during the taping of an interview for the Dr. Oz show recently. Remember, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.